Yeah, go there.
Hey, it's snowing in Wisconsin. You know the Bengals got to go up there to play Green Bay. You know how many inches of snow fell there the other day?
How much?
9 inches of snow in Green
Bay. Are the Bengals a good snow team?
The Bengals, good team in the same sentence, do not jive with the Bengals. Absolutely pathetic. So the Bengals got to go up there and get beat in the snow.
Hey,
they get beat indoors.
They won last Sunday.
Yeah, they look good,
too. In the last 11 seconds.
They look good, too. 749-1444. It's phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
The phone number here is
749
1444. four. That's an easy number to remember. Tattoo it on your brain and give us a jingle. We're here for you. We're here to take your call. We're here to talk to you about...
Bob Dole.
Well, we can't play this kind of music when we're talking about that fascist.
Bob Dole and his never-ending campaign of hate against the entertainment industry.
Why is Bob Dole such a fascist?
Have you heard about this new movie? It's called Money Train with the guy from Cheers, Woody, what's his name? Woody Harrelson, natural born killer Woody.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. Looked like an exciting trailer.
Well, anyway, there's a scene in the movie where they burn a subway token booth in New York City. Very recently, like in the last couple of days, someone burned a subway token booth.
Man, what an awful thing.
And this is what Dole
said. Did Bob Dole do it?
To say, this is Dole, I'm
quoting
Dole.
Did Bob Dole do it?
No. To say that a movie caused this senseless act in Brooklyn gives it a logic and dignity it does not and cannot have. It does not deserve and cannot have, Dole said. But at the same time, those who work in Hollywood's corporate suites must be willing to accept their share of the blame.
Give me a break.
Dole suggested people express their anger by boycotting Money Train.
Bob Dole is such an idiot. How does he know that these people burned up that token booth because it was in that stupid movie?
Here are some other examples of movies. This is from The Post today. Other examples of movies and TV shows that some say have inspired copycat acts of violence or recklessness. 1984, October. Police say a Utah teenager obsessed with natural-born killers killed his stepmother and half-sister. October 1993. One youth is killed and two others. Shut up! What are you coughing?
Quit coughing, Trevor.
Two others injured in Pennsylvania on New York's Long Island where they were in a... Oh, the program. I remember that. They were laying down. Okay, here you go. This is the one that hits close to home.
Does Bob Dole really believe all this crap he's spewing?
August 1993. Three Ohio girls ignite aerosol spray to set fire to a bedroom using a technique demonstrated on Beavis and Butthead. October 1984. A Milwaukee man splashed gasoline on his wife and burned her to death. After watching the TV movie The Burning Bed, and he looked over and he said, why don't you look like Farrah? Trev, what's going on? Oh, we're not talking to him yet? So anyway, Bob Dole thinks that Hollywood has something to do with this stuff. I don't know. To me, this has always been my unofficial theory on this whole cause and effect. I don't think, you know, that we're just like a nerve that can be tickled and stimulated, and then we're going to have a reaction or an effect that can be predicted. I think that you have some people in the world who aren't wrapped too tight and they're going to do idiotic things like burn down a subway token booth. And it doesn't take much to set them off. They'll be set off either by a movie that they see. They'll be set off because somebody will look at them dirty. They'll be set off because they can't get a good job. They'll be set off because they can't get a date. They'll be set off because their oatmeal's cold. There's no telling what's going to set these guys off. If somebody's that nutty, that stupid, that they're going to kill somebody because they saw it in a movie, or they're going to take a chance on killing themselves because they saw it in a movie, then they're just so stupid that it's not just a movie that could snap them. They could break over anything. Trav, go ahead. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Hey, you guys sound great tonight, man. I like that music you were playing. Who was that?
What,
before
you
guys hopped on the air?
You mean just now?
Yeah.
That was Dwight Yoakam.
That was nice. I like that.
That was Dwight Yoakam, the song This Time, the title track from his, track from his album This Time. This Time is the Last Time.
Mm. I've been getting into country lately. I like country.
See, Dwight Yoakam is brilliant.
Yeah. That what
Trevor,
year,
what
like,
is it about country music that you like so much? Is it the divorce, the drinking?
It's the twangy kind of stuff.
The slide guitar, the soulful sound of the slide guitar.
Right. Right. I like the lyrics too.
What's your favorite country song?
I don't know.
Do you like Tammy Wynette? Do you like Travis Tritt?
What's that, Fresh Horses?
That was that movie with Molly Ringwald.
No, there was...
Yeah,
there was
a new, that's Garth Brooks' new album.
Yeah, Garth Brooks. I haven't heard it, but it looks neat.
You like the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's on your mind tonight, Trevor, besides
Nothing,
country music?
Just been having at it with staying sober, trying to...
You're a sober guy?
Yeah, I've been a year sober so far.
Oh, congratulations. Is today your anniversary?
No.
When's your anniversary?
August 1st, 1994.
So it's been a little more than a year.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a year and a few months.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
What's the hardest part about staying sober?
Dealing with reality on a day-to-day basis.
Could you be a little more specific?
Like, say if I was to walk out the door and it was cold, and I had a sweater on and a coat on and jeans on and boots on and socks and underwear and a hat on and gloves on, that would be dealing with reality. But what I would used to do is walk outside after a night of partying or after an afternoon of partying and walk outside and come back in and say it's too cold and go sleep. Go under the covers and sleep. That's not dealing with the reality.
And then when do you start drinking?
Huh?
Then when do you start drinking?
Oh, I drink. I used to drink. I didn't used to drink a lot. I used to drink on the weekends, really. I really didn't drink that heavy. I didn't drink that. I drank on the weekends and every now and then during the week.
So now that you don't drink, do you what? Smoke a lot of cigarettes and drink a lot of really black coffee?
I was wondering how long it would take you to say that. Every time we talk to a reformed alcoholic, you say black coffee. And
well, you got to replace the buzz with something. And most of them start smoking lots of cigarettes and drinking lots of that jittery black coffee.
That's what they did to us when they put us in the care unit. We just started. Hold on, I got to turn up my radio.
That's baby. What they Let's did get some to feedback.
When they put us in Emerson.
Yeah. How was that experience?
That was sobering.
Was it?
Yeah, I mean...
Hey, did you ever see the Purple Monkeys and all that?
The what?
Did you ever have DTs?
No, I didn't.
Did you ever see the movie Hoosiers? At the
no.
end, Dennis Hopper...
Oh, yeah,
like,
I did
oh,
see
I
that.
Oh, I seen the Purple Monkey. Don't let the Purple Monkey come and get me, Gene. Remember that part?
Yeah, I think I remember
so were
that.
Were you working or in school or anything these days, Trev?
No, I was told, this is what I was told in my sobriety, not to move, not to do anything until I've had a year sober, and I've had a year sober.
So get a job.
I'm on Social Security. I get Social Security income.
How old are you?
24.
You got to be 65 to get Social Security.
No, you don't.
Man, I should sign up then. You have a Golden Buckeye card, too?
You probably could.
Man, you get 10% off at Frisch's with one of those things.
Yeah.
You can get into Kings Island cheap, too.
Yeah.
Anonymity is a priority, and discussion of dependence on alcohol and other drug dependencies are dealt with every Monday from 3:35 to 5 p.m. on Easy Does It. Come clean with us each week right here on community-supported radio, WAIF. Cincinnati.
Aren't there some, like, rules in the radio business about saying you're too long?
No, that's my homage to Paul Harvey.
So of all the topics we've covered tonight, Trevor, which one has impaled you to call us up tonight?
I just flipped on the radio. I was listening to you guys talk about Bob Dole. I don't know much about Bob Dole, but
he's a fascist. Don't vote for him.
What's he all about?
Bob Dole, he's a senator from Kansas. He was fought in World War II. He's now the majority leader of the Senate, and he's got a full raging campaign against violence in Hollywood, and he thinks that this new movie Money Train had something to do with the burning down of a Subway token booth in Brooklyn.
Rob, does this Bob Dole character have an opinion on anything besides movies? I mean, what does he think about the budget? What does he think about Bosnia? What does he think about national security?
What
does he think about teenage pregnancy, Rob? This Bob Dole's nothing but a fascist. If all he cares about is Hollywood.
Well, if he's from Kansas, you know he's in favor of farm subsidies.
There's no place like home.
This is what Bob Dole said about Bosnia. I have a strong belief in the power of the president, the constitutional authority the president of the United States has and must have, and no doubt about it, whether Congress agrees or not, troops will go to Bosnia. We need to find some way to be able to support the president.
Okay.
He's a consensus builder.
He's an idiot and he's a fascist. Don't vote for him. What else do you want to know about Trump?
How can this guy vote for him? What are you talking about? Don't vote. You going to move to Kansas? He just said he can't move.
Don't vote for him if he runs for president, no. I mean.
Okay.
Where are you going to move to, Trevor?
So basically, you're campaigning for Bill Clinton? Is that what we're to assume from this?
You stay tuned to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, because as the campaign gets closer,
so no longer...
I think you're going to hear Chris and Rob interviewing all of the alternative candidates.
So no longer are you a Paterotista? You are full-fledged into the Clinton camp?
I think we're going to be talking about some alternative political parties this year. I think we're going to be talking about the Libertarians. I think we're going to be talking about, what's that new law party called?
The LaRoucheites.
No, not them. They're stupid, too. Hey, Jim, what was that other party called?
The Natural Law Party.
They're a bunch of space cadets. We're going to be checking them out.
On the phone?
Yeah, we'll be getting... mentally.
What have you been telepathically?
We're going to try to get every presidential candidate this year that's not a Republican or a Democrat on this show. You stay tuned.
Although if Bill or Bob wants to come on the show, we'll let him.
We'll take him.
How do you think Bill Clinton's been doing?
I don't think he's really been... I don't think he's really had to do much lately.
I mean, he looks good. I think he looks...
Well, yeah, he's a handsome man.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I find myself attracted to him. But, you know, that doesn't matter what kind of president he is.
Did you notice when he was on TV last night...
I didn't see it last night. Will you quit bringing it up?
If you looked really closely on his collar, just up on his collar, yeah, you had to look real close. There's just a little bit of barbecue sauce. Straight up on his... Right to the left of his tie, right by the knot, just a little bit of barbecue sauce. Maybe it was ketchup, but...
McDonald's ketchup?
From the French fries, maybe. But if you looked real close, you could see it. Thanks for your call, Trevor.
All right.
Stay tuned and tell all your friends to call in and call us next week and all that jazz. 749-1444 is the phone number. It's 20 minutes after 1 o'clock and on the 20s, Rob always delivers weather. So, in keeping with the tradition, here's Rob with today's weather report.
Today's weather looks a whole lot like this. I tell you what, it is going to be just one of those days when you look up in the sky and you say to yourself, you say, good gosh almighty, what is today going to be like? Well, Wednesday will have a high of 34, a low of 22, and the skies will be politically correct.
Cool.
Or partly cloudy, however you want to look at it. PC. There you go. No snow in the forecast. It's a great night to go out and check out some local music or something. What's going on? All right, who we got? Hi, Jabron.
Hey, man, I've been trying all night to get a hold of y'all.
We're not that hard to get a hold of. We're glad you made it, though. Go ahead. Talk to us.
Do you know that song by that band that Jimmy Jam, you know, he found
Jimmy Jam
on
and Terry Lewis?
You know what I'm talking about? He like signed him. He saw him on the corner.
Yeah.
That band.
Yeah.
Hey, is this Richard Pryor? Is this Richard Pryor on the phone?
You know, could y'all play that?
Yeah, sure thing.
Staggerly? What's he talking about?
Yeah, probably that song, Staggerly.
Yeah, Isley Brothers.
That was Richard Pryor.
You know, remember back when Bill Clinton first got elected? You know what everybody was so happy about?
He was a hillbilly, and we finally had a hillbilly in the office.
No, close.
We haven't had a hillbilly in the office since Jimmy Carter was a president.
No, there's finally going to be Watt in the White House. It hadn't been there since 1962.
Barbecue sauce.
No.
I don't know. I don't know, Rob.
What was going to take place in the White House?
Oh, affairs. Lots of affairs.
Not just that, but just sex in general.
Yeah, lots of sex.
Somebody was finally going to be getting the bone in the White House for the first time since the early 60s, and people were pretty thrilled about that.
First time since Kennedy, right? Kennedy had Marilyn Monroe, so who's Bill Clinton going to have? Sharon Stone?
He had Hillary.
Hillary. Oh.
Oh, his wife. His betrothed.
Well, you know, Tom Hanks and his wife did it in the White House. He said
something
about
her. He also did it on a trailer.
Hello, Christian. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Christian.
I've got a question for you, okay?
We will have an answer, guarantee.
Now, if Bob Dole is so persistent on this thing that movie violence will, in fact, cause violence or people to act violent, what movie did the postman see? The postal employee.
Which postal employee?
Any postal employees.
Those guys are just jaded and stuff, man. If you worked at the post office, you'd feel the same way.
I mean, these people are going apeshit.
Thanks for your call, Christian. I don't think that the postal employees have been influenced by Hollywood. I think that their problem lies internally with the post office. The post office needs a clean house. They need to do something. What's it mean when a flag is at half-mast in front of the post office?
You can't tell a joke that a listener or a caller told you 6 weeks ago, and then pretend like it's your own. You have to give credit.
We have a new audience tonight that wasn't tuned in that night. So, what's it mean when a flag is at half-mast in front of the post office?
They're hiring.
What's that?
You're on the air, Bert.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Bert, what do you know?
I don't know anything.
Where's what do you know?
Phone?
What do you say?
Is this car phone,
Slick Willie? I got something to say. You're talking about Bosnia?
Yeah.
One word. Vietnam.
No way.
He's talking police action. That's what it's all about. That's all it is.
Listen, totally different situation. You want me to tell you how, Burke?
Yes, sir. Please do.
In Vietnam, they had an election. We didn't like the results. We started a war. That's not happening here in Bosnia.
That's all it is. It's a police action. What direct relevance, other than the direct locale, do we have there? I mean, what are we going to gain from it?
We're going to stop the slaughter of millions and millions of people, hopefully. Thousands of people, anyway.
Essentially, that's what it is, a police action. We're going in there.
And we're also going to rebuild Sarajevo and make it safe for American businesses to come in and start doing business once the peace has been established.
What direct relevance does that have for us? I mean,
McDonald's.
In the long run.
They're going to be opening a Taco Bell in downtown Sarajevo in 10 years. You wait and see. It's going to become a big business center for the entire world. It was, before the war, Sarajevo was a beautiful city. They had the Olympics there one year. Sarajevo is a big deal. You watch. That country is going to be a big revenue generator someday, and the Americans are getting in on it on the ground floor. Starting the rebuilding process now. We'll probably do that to Russia in a little while.
I think that's a reach.
Do you think it's a reach, Rob?
I don't know. I mean, just besides the humanitarian aspect of it, you got to worry about it spreading. I mean, where's it go? Macedonia next, and then if it goes there, then heaven forbid it goes to Greece, not the most politically stable country in the history of the world. And then if it goes to Greece, then you got the pathway to the Mediterranean cutoff.
His cell
phone
must have
been breaking
up.
You can't get to the Black Sea anymore. You're screwed.
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show at 749-1444. We're really burning it up now.
You know, I don't know, because someone can speak knowledgeably and passionately about why we should go to Bosnia, and I'm like, yeah, let's go to Bosnia. And then I hear someone speak knowledgeably and passionately about why we shouldn't go to Bosnia. I'm like, man, we really shouldn't go there. So, I mean, it's a tough call. It's a very tough call, and I haven't heard anyone actually think of a well-defined plan one way or the other.
Eddie, you're on the air with Chris and Rob.
I'm tired of you paranoid punks talking all this crap about this. Why don't you boys get off the dope and start thinking?
Where are you calling from tonight, Eddie?
Back in my day, we didn't worry about this stuff. We went to war. We fought for our country, God damn, and we didn't ask questions. We had a belief in our men and our fellow men, and we wanted it good. We wanted to make the world a better place.
Eddie, what war did you fight in?
Punks like you, we threw in jail, or we beat with a hard, heavy hand. And I just want you to know that that is an intelligent man speaking to you.
What he said, you should be beat with a hard, heavy hand. Is that what he said?
I guess Eddie said what was on his mind. Thanks, Eddie. Thanks for your input. Call us back next week.
See, when you asked him what war did he fought in, I thought he was going to say Desert Storm, and we would all laugh.
Yeah. He probably would have said World War One.
Yeah, and then it wouldn't have been
How old do you think that guy was? Do you think he had his golden Buckeye card?
25. Maybe 30 at the oldest.
You think?
Yeah.
749-1444 is the phone number.
So what do you think there, Mr. Foreign Affairs Expert?
I think he was probably 65 or older.
No, not this. Not Eddie. What do you think about Bosnia? What should we do about Bosnia? Don't be coy either. Lay it on the line.
All right, I'll lay it on the line.
Open your soul.
Even though President Clinton strikes me as a clown most of the time, I happen to agree with his policy this time around. I don't want to see anybody get hurt over there, especially an American boy. But we got to do something about that place. You can't let it spread, like you said. It is humanitarian, like you said. And like I said, I see American vested business interest in the whole deal.
And you have guys like Steve Chabot saying we should do nothing but just air power. That's totally unrealistic. Everybody knows that you got to have the infantry in there. Air power can only do so much. You got to have the infantry there as a daily presence to weasel in and get the job done no matter what it is. People saw that phony video that the Pentagon showed during the Desert War, and they actually believe that we can shoot a missile off a boat 300 miles away and have it go down the right chimney. Well, that doesn't happen all the time. Usually it lands five blocks away and we end up blowing up a nursery or a milk factory. Go ahead, Jeff. What's up?
Hey, this is old friend of Gooch's.
Who is Gooch?
Jeff.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Is Gooch there?
Who's Gooch?
Yeah.
Is this point-to-point conversation, Chris?
Jeff, what's on your mind tonight?
Chris.
Yeah.
Jeff I from Bowling Green.
Hi, Jeff I. What's going on?
I had a little more
Jeff Engel?
Urban problem going on, right. My dog peed on my floor, and I was wondering if you guys, you know.
Use a wet towel. Clean it up with a wet, damp towel.
Well, she
and then
peed
take
on the bed, too.
Well,
baking powder, baking or baking soda, one of those will get the smell out.
Remember, because Chris and Rob are your sensitive radio talk show hosts, and we know how to take care of domestic problems.
Well, what should you do to the dog?
Stick his nose in it.
Right.
Slap him and throw him out in the backyard.
Well, what about the whole trust issue? I used to keep it in a cage.
Well, you know what? Okay, well, what I would do.
I let it out to the free range, and it just, you know.
Well, Jeff, what you do is you take your dog to the cage.
Yeah.
You put it back in the cage, and then you pee on his bed.
Well, I left it at my parents' house, so
I
need to get it back.
Well, go get your doggy bed back, take a leak on it, and then make your dog sleep on it.
In front of it? Or why does it work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You make him watch.
Cool.
Rob, you sound like Mick Jagger the way you say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeff, you sound kind of like Mick Jagger, too.
Do I?
Yeah, say, oh, yeah, again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. What else is on your mind tonight, Jeff? You got an opinion on any of the topics we covered tonight?
Well, why don't you run them by me real quick?
Our topics tonight have been transportation, the fascist Bob Dole, Bosnia, and what was that other one? Satellites, which we haven't gotten to yet.
How about transportation since I'm
We talked about half an hour about killing rabbits
in
Australia.
Yeah, we were talking about killing rabbits in Australia. What do you think about the plight of the rabbit in Australia, Jeff?
Are they overpopulated?
Well, yeah, and they're all dying. They're all being killed by the black plague of rabbits.
That's bad shit, man.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, they'll make a movie about it.
If you have
a little, you know, rabbit in a bubble thing.
It'll be just
the rabbit in a plastic bubble.
It'll be just like Watership Down, man. It'll be sad. And
man,
I'll cry.
But what about transportation?
Jeff, did you cry when you saw Watership Down?
I don't think I saw water. I've been to a waterfall before, but I don't think I caught that flick. Watership Down.
Never. Okay, so you want to talk about the speed limits.
I saw Tommy Boy the other night.
What's that?
That movie with Chris Farley.
Oh, well, cool. We all have our crosses to bear.
All right, Jeff, did you hear about this presidential decree that there's no more speed limits anymore?
That's cool.
Okay, well, what else do you want to talk about, Jeff?
Is that the transportation issue, the speed limit?
Yeah, that, and we were talking about airplanes for a while, too.
What about airplanes?
Airplanes are cool, man. They fly up in the sky.
Yeah.
What about airplanes, Rob?
They got the stuff on the cable, you know, Discovery and such, Wright Brothers to the Korean War stuff.
Jeff, we're glad you tuned in tonight, and we want you to tune in every week. Can you do that?
This is the first time I've heard you in a while. Great show. You moved up in time, not real late anymore.
It's been a while, man. It ain't exactly the Chris, Dave, and Phil show anymore, is it?
No.
Now it's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk
show. I don't know. You guys are going down memory lane, leaving the rest of the millions of listeners just lost in your wake.
Thanks for calling, Jeff.
Ciao.
Lighter.
As I said, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk show.
Dave and Phil.
Dave and Phil were my co-hosts before you came along.
Who's Dave and Phil? There were others before me.
Yeah, before Rob came along, there was the Chris, Dave, and Phil Radio Hour.
I'm not your first.
And then we changed our name to the Brothers United Against the Man Radio Show. Then we changed our name to the, I don't remember.
Radio Free BG?
And then it was...
Well, you have a Radio Free
somewhere
BG?
Somewhere along the lines, it was called the Tongue in Cheek Morning Show. And now
Oh, my gosh.
Now it's just called the Chris and Rob
Late
Night
Talk
Show. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Hi, Natalie.
What's on your mind tonight, Nat?
Oh, well, you guys are covering all my favorite topics. You're discussing politics, so I had to call.
Okay, well,
Natalie, do your friends call you Nat for short?
No, not really.
What do they call you for short?
They can just call me Natalie.
Okay, Natalie for short.
Call it Natty.
So address tonight's topic, Nat.
Which one?
Any one. Talk about rabbits, talk about...
Well, you guys were bragging on Dole, so that was cool.
All right, good. Talk about Bob Dole then.
Hey, real quick, Natalie.
Yeah?
Did you cry during Watership Down?
Actually, I didn't see it, so I can't tell you.
Well, I did.
I'm sure I would have.
Yeah, you would've.
I did. I had to leave. I watched it like 2 months ago. I had to leave the room at the end.
No, I'm one of those sentimental people. I cried during movies.
What about Brian's Song, Natalie? Did you cry during Brian's Song?
Now, that's not even in the same league. Brian's Song is not even close. The rabbits in Watership Down are closer to real people than the football players in Brian's Song.
Okay, let's let Natalie address this fascist Bob Dole situation.
Oh, I don't think Bob Dole's a fascist. I think he's a typical politician that if the wave right now was, you know, very liberal and everybody was into that, then I think Bob Dole would be kissing the liberals' butts big time.
What do you feel?
What
do you think about Warner Brothers caving and selling off part of their interest in Interscope?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
They won. That goofball old lady that runs around against gangster rap, what the hell is her name? I can't think of her name.
I know who you're talking about. I can't.
She's nuts.
Yeah.
She's psycho. She hates gangster rap.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Dole comes out against it, and Bill Blowhard Bennett, the world's largest plagiarist, comes out against it. All these guys line up against Warner Brothers, and what's Warner Brothers do? They cave. They sell off Interscope. That is unbelievable.
That's sad. That really is sad that they take that much political pressure, give up, I don't know, part of their company. God, that's pathetic, personally, I think. I don't know. I guess it says a lot about our whole First Amendment rights now, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, you know, the American people are just so stupid that they'll buy anything.
I know. It's sad.
But, I mean, that's just, that's part and parcel of freedom, is the crap gets purchased.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, people got to go buy the dog.
I wonder when you guys are going to run for president and vice president.
We can never decide who's going to be head of the ticket.
Well, can I be your campaign manager?
Sure can.
I'm volunteering.
Larry.
Huh?
We used to have a guy from Kentucky named Larry. He was a truck driver. He was going to be our campaign.
Oh, okay. Well, then I just want to work on your campaign.
Can you drive around town and hang up signs for us?
Sure.
Oh, that would be cool. Maybe you could do it for the talk show now.
Okay.
All right. Are you on the mailing list?
Yes, I am.
Oh, cool.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks
Bye.
For calling, Natalie. Listen to this. This is the Ode to Billy Joel done jazz. Check it out.
I mean, it's not jazz anyway?
This is the Ode to Billy Joel.
So you wrote this. Oh, it's a record. I didn't know you'd have to train your head.
Yeah, I'm watching the LP spin around and trying to read. My eyes are going around in a circle. I'm getting kind of dizzy. And, whoop!
What the hell are you doing, dude? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Chris
the Ode to
out.
Billy Joel by Bobby Gentry.
Bobby Gentry sang it, but she didn't write it.
Joel Who wrote
Rick
it?
Galvis, somebody famous. It might have been Chris Christopherson, but I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, if Chris Christopherson did it, he didn't
Actually, I don't think he did, because he's usually not this wordy. He usually wouldn't put stuff in there like past the black eyed peas.
Hey, Andy.
Like, give me a beer.
Andy.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yes.
Andy.
Yes.
Yandy.
Yes.
Andy.
Yo.
Andy.
Yeah.
What's on your mind tonight, Andy?
Not too much. I was wondering if you guys watched the news tonight on NBC?
No, I missed it.
Oh, Tom Brokaw was talking about this Chinese spy satellite that is, like, lost in space.
Yeah, it's going to come plummeting back to Earth, and it's got a diamond-studded medallion of Mao Zedong inside of it. Did you know that?
No.
Mayo? What is it, the king of delicatessens?
Yeah.
Mayo?
Zedong. The satellite malfunctioned 10 days after its launch in 1993, and it's going to come plummeting
back. So this is the Chinese Skylab.
Yeah. They have, like, no idea where it's going to hit, though. I mean, it could, like, fall down on, like, I-75 out here while you're driving home from work.
Chances are it's going to plummet into the ocean, because there's a lot more ocean than there is land.
But they said they didn't know exactly. They said it could, like, hit land or something like that. I mean, that's scary.
And well, we did that, too. You don't remember when Skylab fell about 15 years ago?
Yeah, part of it went in my pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
but that's worth
a little
something,
piece, like, a quarter.
Skylab fell down in Australia.
It killed rabbits.
Did it?
Probably. I thought it burned up.
My parents lied to me then.
I thought most of Skylab burned up on re-entry.
Yeah, and I remember seeing like some award show and they had a big piece of it. It was like the size of like a car or something.
Well, here's the deal with the satellite from China. It's a spy satellite, really.
Well, who are they spying on?
We don't know. If we knew, it wouldn't be a secret.
Well, who do the Chinese hate?
Us.
Everyone.
Everyone?
Everyone.
Most satellites will burn up quickly during re-entry, but this one is said to be heavily shielded and is designed to survive the fiery plunge.
Well, you know that those some kind of those guys that go diving in the Titanic to get the treasure out, they'll be all over that diamond picture of, how do you say it?
Mao Zedong.
Is he any relation to Mao Zedong?
Might be. He's the one with the lettuce and the tomato.
Just say Mao.
Mao?
Just say Mao.
I'm going to say Mayo.
Just say Mao. People think you're cool.
I'm saying Mayo for comic effect.
No,
okay?
You did not.
It was for comic effect,
okay.
Rob. I'm a funny guy.
You are.
I'm a real funny guy.
All right.
Tell me I'm funny.
What impaled you to say Mayo?
Rob, tell me I'm funny.
You're funny.
Thanks. Anyhow, Andy, you still there?
I'm here.
I hate to see you.
Dig this.
Trouble.
Sure.
Whoever finds this satellite is going to find out who they've been spying on because it's got film inside of it and the cameras have been looking at stuff.
Oh, wow.
I'll take it to Jiffy Photo Lab. What do you call it?
So if it falls down anywhere near America and the Americans retrieve it, we're going to find out
some
secrets.
They can take it to Revco and get like a calendar made out of it.
That's a scary thought.
That would be good. You know, you see those spy pictures, and to me and to you, Andy, I don't know what your intelligence background is. I don't, maybe you're a CIA agent. But if you look at just your regular picture taken from, how high is the satellite, Jim?
I'll tell you exactly how high this one is in a second.
400 miles, even with like a...
It's 100 miles high.
That's it?
Yeah, this thing is flying up there 100
okay,
miles
high.
Okay,
so you got a picture taken from 100 miles away.
It's getting closer.
So you got a picture taken through clouds 100 miles away, even with a zoom lens. You're just basically seeing a blob. And you have some guy point at, looks like a gray space on a field of black, and it'll say, well, this is obviously a missile silo, and it's pointed at Lawrence, Kansas.
I thought some of the satellites could get, like pictures of people in their living room. I mean,
they can, man. It's like more sophisticated than a James Bond movie, man. These things can tell you how...
But I never see those pictures, though. Whenever I see pictures from the old spy satellites, all I see are the pictures that cover, like, 10 acres. And it's like, oh, here's a barracks. Here are people, you know, here's somebody digging a trench. And it's just, you know, little blobs of stuff. I know what you're saying. Now they're supposedly have a satellite so sophisticated it can tell you what the eye color of the person is.
It's because those pictures are secret, Rob.
Oh, they don't release those to NBC.
Yeah, those are secret.
You still with us, Andy?
I'm here.
What else do you want to know about Andy? Because you know Rob and I are your
radio pals. You know, Bill Gates predicts a future when every telephone pole will have a camera and a recording device. And he predicts a future not too far off when there's a good chance that almost every experience you have will be recorded by someone somewhere.
That's scary as hell.
Big Brother is watching Andy.
He's watching me.
Uh-huh.
Don't hit me.
So, Andy, do you masturbate a lot?
No, I don't.
Well, they'll know that.
Hold on. Jim has something to add.
Okay, Jim.
The local transportation authorities around here are going to have supposedly set up by October of 96 along all the interstates in the area. Lots and lots of cameras.
For what?
For monitoring traffic and stuff like that.
Oh, they can start the camera at one end of the highway and see your license plate and then time you. And
exactly.
When you get to the next part of the highway, they can tell if you've been speeding or not.
Say bye-bye to radar. All they need is two photographs taken at a specific time.
That's right. They can do that at the toll booths in Pennsylvania now. If you drive into the state and pay your toll, then when you get to the next toll booth, if your ticket hasn't transpired in your journey yet, they'll write you a ticket right there at the toll booth.
Yeah, Florida does that, and when stuff
Texas used to have something similar.
When the stuff
to that.
Goes national, they envision busting truck drivers for driving over 8 hours or whatever. You know.
Not anymore though, because we don't have a federal speed limit anymore, and you can drive through Montana as fast as you want.
Well, what about some guys who like to relax while they're driving?
I'm moving to Montana.
Will they be able to take photos into the car?
Dental
floss farm. Did you guys hear that speeding tickets are like $5 or something like that?
Where?
In Montana.
Montana's a cool place. Let's go.
Okay.
We'll start our own radio station in Montana. We'll broadcast to the whole doggone state. We'll be the voice of Montana. We'll be Radio Free Montana. And what will we talk about? Bears?
Moose.
Meese. Thanks for your call, Andy.
No problem.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444, and we're taking your calls for the next 16 or 17
I thought it
minutes.
Was, I'm moving to Montana soon to be a dental floss tycoon.
Yeah, something like that.
It's Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking about dental floss, Montana, speed limits, Newt Gingrich, Bob Dole, Bill Clinton, Ross Perot, all the heavy hitters. And we're taking your phone calls for the next 18 brief moments. Mike Z, what's going on?
You guys are hard.
We are hard.
You guys are hard.
We are the hard, heavy hand
we're
of
not,
radio.
Actually, we're a lot more sensitive than you think. We appear to be hard, but actually, we're a couple of sensitive guys.
You guys are sensitive. You need to turn up the monitor action in my phone.
Well, actually, there is no monitor in your phone. I hope you are monitoring over the radio.
I am now.
There you go.
Yeah, I've got this.
So have you been tuned in all night tonight, Mike?
I beg your pardon?
Have you been tuned in all night?
Most of the night, yes,
sir. What do you think of tonight's program so far?
You guys are hard.
We are the hard, heavy hand.
Okay. Mike, why do you think we're so doggone hard?
Especially when people reenact movie scenes. That's really cool.
Which movie scene would you like to reenact, Mike?
I would like to do one of those Stallone movies, but, you know.
All right, who do you want to be?
I don't know. The winner.
Okay, well, I'll be...
You'll be Mr. T.
No, I'll be Mickey.
You can be Mr. T. I'll be Mr. T.
I'll be Mick. Let me be Mick.
I'll be Mr. T.
You're half-blind. You didn't even see it coming, Rock. You didn't even see it coming.
I'm gonna beat you, fool. I'm gonna beat you, fool. Come on, Stallone. Ain't you got nothing
to say? You gotta be a slippery, breezy, quick Italian.
I'm gonna beat you, fool.
Take it easy over there.
You gotta catch the chicken.
You're getting out of control. I'm gonna have to handle you with a big dismay of the I'm working out with the pulverizer.
Fool. Hey, you do a good Stallone, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, can you say, this is Sylvester Stallone, and I listen to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show?
Sure.
Okay, do it.
This is Sylvester Stallone. And I listen to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
All right.
When I'm not working out.
Thanks, Mike. I think you're going to be on the payroll of the staff of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show doing our voiceovers. So welcome to the fold.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You know, usually celebrity impressions are not our forte, but we were pretty good there.
That guy was good. We got 15 minutes left, and if he shows up, the old school flavor will be in. What's this?
Hello? Somebody playing a tape, and they got their TV on or something.
Fire.
Well, thanks for calling whoever you was.
More celebrity impressions. My guy was pretty good. It's 1:46:05, Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. What did some of the local leaders say to what Bill Clinton had to say? Was there anybody from around here in here?
Who cares?
Nope. None of them had anything to say. Nope. You know what your man Ross Perot said?
What did my man Ross Perot say?
The leader of the Perotistas.
After he said, now, then what did he say after that?
Should I do it in the Ross voice?
Yeah, do it in the Ross voice, and then when you suck, I'll tell you you suck, and you can do it in the Rob voice and translate.
I'll do it in the Chris imitating Rob imitating Ross Perot.
So this is what Ross Perot said about Bill Clinton's speech about sending our troops to Bosnia.
War is not a Super Bowl. War is not a game. War is bleeding, fighting, and dying. Just because it's an election year, and just because somebody wants to look like John Wayne and walk tall at the expense of great young people, absolutely not.
Now say it like Ross Perot.
You know, I haven't done Ross since he dropped out of the race. I did him pretty well there for a while, then I haven't done him.
Do it like Because,
you know, I evolve. I haven't practiced Ross Perot in forever.
I don't care. This is spontaneous radio.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of spontaneity needs to be planned out.
I want to see if you can do it. I want to see if you're man enough, if you're hard enough to do it.
To do what?
I'm hard. Read that quote
like
Ross Perot.
I'm the hard, heavy hand.
I know you are. Now read that quote like Ross Perot.
Let me think of how he talks.
No.
I know.
I
don't want to do an imitation of somebody else doing an imitation of him.
Now.
No, I don't want to do it. Okay. I can't do it. I haven't done it in long. It's been so long since I've done it.
Chicken shit. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number here is 749-1444.
Okay, I do Phil Graham.
Don't do Phil. Who cares about Phil Graham?
Phil Graham was coming up, so I've been working on Phil Graham.
Phil Graham's an idiot.
I've been working on Phil Graham.
I don't even know what he sounds like. Who pays attention to Phil Graham?
Yeah, I know what Phil Graham sounds like. He sounds like a Texas
goober. Okay, here's what... We're going to be right back to wrap things up. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Okay.
The phone number is
749-1444.
I've never heard of Phil Graham.
Never heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
This goes out to Jeff.
The police in New York City. They chased a boy right through the park. In a place of mistaken identity. They put a bullet through his heart.
Heartbreaker, heartbreaker. She stuck pins right in her heart. Heartbreaker.
song in the history of rock and roll that's subtitled do 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 today. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Phil Graham.
Hey, hi, Phil Graham. I hear you're running for president.
The president made no credible case for sending American soldiers to stand between the warring sides in Bosnia by allowing television pictures to dictate the use of American military force. President Clinton is setting in place a new doctrine that will lead to serious consequences for America. We cannot allow American foreign policy to be dictated by television.
Thanks for your comments, Phil.
See, that wasn't very good, but since nobody else is doing him, you know, from now on, everybody else will just be ripping me off.
They're all going to be imitating Rob, imitating Phil Graham. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're wrapping things up here. The phone number is 749-1444. That's 749-1444. We've had an absolutely stellar show tonight. It's been a great time. What do you think, Rob?
I've had a great time. Thanks to the lovely Jim. Thanks to the lovely Dave coming down, hanging out. And look at everybody's news. It's black and white covers now. They don't even have color covers.
They're going to be out of business.
Are they
soon.
In trouble? Is
they're going to be out of business soon.
The Waif Alert's helping to keep that publication afloat, I believe. Uh-huh. The Waif Alert is the backbone of everybody's news now. Is it?
It sure is.
But, I mean, didn't they used to always have like a color cover on everybody's news?
Not anymore.
This is black and white, the one I have. What edition is this? 24 to 30. Yeah, play another disc.
Should we go back to Karen's Kitchen?
No, I'll play a different one.
No, let's go back to, all I right. go back to Karen's
let's
Kitchen.
Let's check in with Karen. In her kitchen.
Here we go, Karen's Kitchen.
Hi, and welcome again to Karen's Kitchen from the American Institute for Cancer Research. Here at the ranch, my animals get lots of dietary fiber. My horse, Poe, eats alfalfa and oat hay for his fiber. Bertman Bassett gets his fiber in his dry dog food. And Ms. Pigatunia, my lovely potbelly pig, well, she eats everything from acorns to spinach, from cereal to all kinds of veggies. Yes, she gets lots of fiber. But experts say most of us get only about half the fiber we need each day. That's why my husband Will and I eat lots of fruits and vegetables, all great fiber sources. So are whole grain breads and pasta. And don't forget beans and peas for even more fiber. Why should just our best friends get enough fiber? From the American Institute for Cancer Research, wishing you good health, this is Karen Owens.
Thanks, Karen. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what? Hi, Chris.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Hey, Rob.
What?
Here we are.
Really?
Yeah, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You like doing this with me?
Love it.
Tell me something, Rob.
What?
Why am I the best talk show host you could ever work with?
Huh?
What is it about doing a show with me, your co-host, Chris, that you like the best, that stimulates your psyche, that really makes you want to show up week after doggone week to do this show?
All the food you give me.
That's a good answer. Everybody knows we're in the radio business for freebies. I'm looking for that free mattress and that free car right now. If anybody wants to advertise on our show.
What are you talking about? Free? Who in the world is going to give you a free car?
One of them Ford dealers. One of them dealers.
You want to go like hang out at Melfar Superstar?
Well, one of them places. Yeah, we could go hang out. We could like, you know, serve up some free La Rosa's pizza or something like that.
You know what the definition of a coincidence is?
What's that?
That a
like deja vu?
I had a very sexy Oriental stripper would be named Asia.
Go figure.
Well, yeah. Just get out of town.
Why don't you call him and ask him about that?
Is her name really Asia?
Yeah, let's find out.
Are we that desperate?
Or is it?
We only got 5 minutes left.
We got five minutes. Do it up.
Dial that up, Jim. 9610301.
Who are we calling?
We're going to talk to Brent, the hairless wonder.
We're calling one of them sophisticated entertainment.
I don't know. You want to handle it, Jim? You ever done one of these? You wanna be jerky boy? I guess not.
Okay, you're hey there, funny guy. What's up, guy? Hey, funny guy.
Jim's got a new radio. He doesn't even use it.
Maybe they're not one of them 24-hour.
Yeah, you know these guys got line trace. We're gonna get in trouble.
Who cares? This is a radio show.
Hi, is Asia's real name Asia? I just saw the
ask
ad.
Ask him about the coincidence.
In everybody's news.
That's a hell of a coincidence.
That seems like a big coincidence to me.
What coincidence?
That this Oriental woman is actually named Asia. Is that her real name, Asia?
Well, maybe.
Do you know her personally?
Well, yeah.
Is she nice?
Yeah, she is nice.
What's her real first name if it's not Asia?
Do you call her Asia? Like, hi, Asia.
Sometimes.
How was the show last night, Asia?
What else does he call her if he doesn't call her Asia?
Depends.
Do what?
Depends on how conversational I'm being with
it. Is she a good conversationalist?
Well, yeah.
Find out if you can hire her just for conversation.
Can you hire her for conversation?
Yeah, but same price.
Oh, yeah? How much is it?
Look at her pussy or whether you talk to her.
Whether you do what?
Whether you look at her naked or whether you talk to her.
Ah, well, now we know what kind of business this is.
Oh, so she'll be totally naked?
Well,
kind of. You just talk to her about
what,
that.
That's what strippers do, man. They come to your house, they turn music on.
Is this really her, or is this just like a picture of somebody else? Because she seems very pretty.
No, man. We take girls from magazines, and we cut their pictures out.
No, is that what you do, really?
And then,
Or is this really her? Is this really the girl that's going to come?
Have you think that that's the
girl
that's
going to come?
Is Asia really the woman that would show up at the party?
Of course, man.
Really?
Hey, can I ask you a question? I'm looking at your pictures in the paper here, from your advertisement, and there's this guy, Brett, the hairless wonder. Where did all his hair go? Does he shave?
Yeah.
Really?
He seems kind of slimy. He's got grease all over his shoulders.
Well, that's what baby oil does to you.
The chicks dig the baby oil, huh?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a personal question about that Brett guy?
Nope.
Okay.
So how much is it for a dancer?
It's $125, but I'm not saving anybody, you guys, because... You're annoying.
We're annoying.
Oh, I'm sorry about being annoying. We didn't mean to be annoying. I was just, you know, kind of curious if that was really her name.
Oh.
Wow, that's amazing.
I think he's kind of annoying.
Are you the owner?
Yep.
You're annoying.
How's business been?
Doesn't matter if I'm annoying or not. I got 40 girls, and you guys don't have anybody.
You got 40 girls working for you?
That's a hell of a harem.
Do you have 40 girls working for you?
39.
Back in the Old Testament, they would have called them all your wives.
How come you only have pictures of a few of them?
They pay $10 every week for every picture that I put in that ad.
Oh, so like Asia paid you $10?
No, I have to pay.
Oh, okay. An
ad.
Do you rotate the people you put pictures of in there?
No, I put the pictures of the people who are the most... reliably on call most often.
And the most photogenic, I would guess.
Are you Brent?
Not necessarily. I have a lot of girls who do a lot of like regular fashion type modeling who don't want their pictures in that type of ad.
Oh.
It hurts their career.
So are you the Brent guy, the hairless wonder that's in the ad? Is that you?
Nope.
Would you do that sort of thing?
Well, yeah. That guy makes about $3,000 a week.
I should shave my chest and, you know, get some oil.
Yeah. Hey, if we want to dance, too, how do you apply for the job? We can shave our chest and dance for $3,000 a week. We can do it. You can call us Chris and Rob, the Wonder Twins.
We go, activate, and we start the music.
And I can spread that hot oil all over Rob, my co-host Rob here, and it'd be fun.
Cool, man.
We could go to all the sororities and dance for them. They'd love us.
That guy dances for a lot of the sororities.
Does he really? What's his favorite sorority?
I don't know. No clue.
No clue. Mm. Thank him for his time.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
Have a good day.
We think you're annoying still. What a jerk off. It's 2:00 in the morning. This is WAIF in Cincinnati.
You know, I had a really clever question to ask you, but I totally blanked out when I started looking at, you know, Cinnamon or somebody else.
Oh, yeah? Okay, that's what we do at the end of the show. We always call, these businesses that offer strippers and stuff. This has been the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
$3,000 a week?